the chair thanks Congressman Arcuri and Congressman Cole for their testimony this morning. And unless we have questions, we'll use our usual protocol and yield to the gentleman from.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I just have, first of all, thank you both for your testimony. And I mentioned in my statement this is an issue that that needs to be resolved. I can imagine the ramifications of those that were planning and all of a sudden the disruption in that. The question that I have, and this is mainly to Mr. Arcuri, does the legislation before us, Mr. Coles and Mr. Kildee, address the issues that you testified to?
I don't think that it does fully. Our issue really deals more with the taking of the land into trust and what are the parameters and, you know, how is this, was this the true intent of the way the original trust language was set up? And again, what I think that we need is a little more guidance. You have a lot of situations in the East where, I can speak for New York, where tribes do not have land, and clearly they should have land for whatever reason, and there are various reasons why they don't. They no longer have land, but to use the trust process to create large tracts of land creates a real problem for local school districts, for local towns and communities, and that's a real problem.
So in many respects, your reason for your testimony is to kind of use this, lack of a better word, an opportunity to address the concerns you have, particularly on the trust issues. Is that a fair statement?
That's a very fair statement, right. Yes.
That being the case, because we all know we have to take advantage of the opportunities that are afforded to us in this legislative process. You're a member of the Rules Committee. I used to be on the Rules Committee. I recognize that there are powers within that Rules Committee of things that we can do. There's been talk of attaching this piece of legislation to something that has to pass in order to get this quickly resolved. I guess my question to you is how would you as a member of the Rules Committee look at that, knowing that you have an opportunity to try to at least look at a portion of your concerns if this bill were put on a larger bill and passed without going through the normal process?
Well, one of the things that I think is a creative opportunity is that I think that what we have not seen is more guidance and help from the BIA, from the Department of the Interior. I mean, very often, you know, look, there's no question but these issues can and should be resolved locally. And you know, it has happened in other parts of the country, but what we have not seen is any help and any assistance from either the BIA or from the Department of the Interior in terms of helping bring the parties to the table to sit down and discuss it. And I think that would be a critical piece or of legislation for this committee to.
Well, I understand that, and what you're suggesting is that this is an opportunity here that ought to be taken advantage of, at least as it relates to trust, and at least relates to your concerns. If I'm hearing you correctly, my question is the process here within the House. If this bill gets attached to some other piece of legislation, then all of a sudden your opportunity would potentially be gone. Because listen, I have tribes in my district, and I hear the frustrations with BIA where there is not no response. This is the opportunity to try to get something from them to address your concerns. But if this is attached to a larger bill, it have to go through the Rules Committee. Rules would have to be waived. I just wonder what your thought process would be in that regard, because then your opportunity would be gone.
You're talking about the carnicery?
Yeah.
This section?
Right.
You know, as you're well aware, I mean, it would depend on what the, you know, what bill it was attached to, and I mean, I would have to see it. I mean, that's difficult to answer, I think, at this point.
Okay. Well, I wanted to get a sense, because I think this needs to be resolved, but I think, as I mentioned in my statement, there needs to be, you know, as broad of input of people that are affected. This is not obviously a partisan issue. This is an issue that needs to be addressed, and this as you know, in the legislative process, sometimes these opportunities avail themselves, and we need to take advantage of that. And one way to not take advantage of it would be to not go through the regular process and fast track it without input. You're a member of the Rules Committee. You would be part of that. That's the reason I ask you.
Well, and one of the difficult things from our perspective is, you know, I recognize the fact that we have a very unique circumstance, and if we change the law or we do something dramatic, it could affect other circumstances and other tribes around the country, which may not be beneficial. However, we, you know, again, we have certain unique circumstances in our state as in your state in Washington. And that's why I say that if we could get some help with resolving our issues through the, you know, the BIA and through the Department of the Interior, we could really well move into an area that could settle it ourselves.
Good. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Gentleman from Oklahoma.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really appreciate this hearing today. I appreciate Chairman Rahal, Ranking Member Hastings, and the gentleman sitting in the chair, Congressman Kildee, who has been a great champion not only on this issue but on so many other issues in Indian Country. Thank you for your leadership. I want to first say that I am a co-sponsor of Mr. Kildee's bill and Mr. Cole's bill. Support both pieces of legislation. I'm kind of like my colleague from Oklahoma. We just want to get this fix done quickly because it's so very important to places like Oklahoma. We have a lot of jobs at stake here. Not only in, a lot of attention is about gaming, but this is much more than gaming. This is about housing. This is about so many other issues that impact Indian Country. And so I really appreciate this opportunity. Whatever vehicle it may take, the question was asked, must-pass bill. Sure, I'm fully supportive of us doing that. There are a lot of unanswered questions here. We have particular issues in Oklahoma because we have tribes that are that were formed under the Oklahoma Indian Welfare Act, and a lot of other questions that I would like to get answers to. I'm going to have questions for our next panel, but I want to thank my colleagues for being here today, and again thank Mr. Kildee for his leadership. Thank you.
Ms. Persis Sandlin from South Dakota.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have questions for our colleagues today, but I do want to thank them for their testimony and thank Chairman Rahal for the hearing so that, as Mr. Boren said, we can examine these very important issues. I want to thank you, Mr. Kildee and Mr. Cole, for the legislation that you've introduced, for your leadership on behalf of Indian Country. I am a co-sponsor of 3742, reaffirming the Secretary's authority to take land into trust for tribes, regardless of when they received federal recognition. The nine sovereign nations that I have the honor of representing all were recognized prior to the enactment of the Indian Reorganization Act of 34, but they have very serious concerns that this recent decision in Carcieri will invite new legal challenges of tribal trust acquisitions in South Dakota, battles that they have been waging for years. And I think it's critical that we enact, that we act to ensure that the Secretary, in affirming his authority in this regard, for meeting the federal government's obligations to all the tribes. So I think that the decision could greatly limit the ability of tribes to stimulate economic development. As Mr. Boren said, this has a lot more to do with a whole host of other issues in addition to gaming that I think people are paying attention to. As it relates to affordable housing, as he mentioned, preserving history and culture, and other economic development issues important to the tribes I represent across Indian Country, whether it be renewable energy development in terms of wind energy, other pursuits that tribes are looking to partner for job opportunities in a part of the country that I represent throughout the Great Plains where unemployment is of the highest rates. So I, again, appreciate the opportunity to hear from our colleagues about their thoughts on these bills and how this affects different regions of the country, but whether tribes were recognized prior to or after 1934, the decision could have far-reaching consequences. And so I think we need to affirm the authority. Thank you, Mr. Kelly.
Thank you. And we appreciate the testimony of our two colleagues, and at that we'll let you get about your other task today. It's a very busy week, and thank you very, very much for your testimony.